my concepts, process, and outcomes. Life is a process. Outcomes are the products of this process. When I focus on process, I will always get the outcomes I need, even if it's not the outcome I expected. I think of an outcome as the result I want, and the process, the manner in which I get there. I don't know what happiness is, but I'm happy anyway, for what I feel fulfills for me what happiness would be. I was brought up to think about outcomes, and I would spend so much time worrying about how things were going to turn out, oftentimes forgetting to focus on and enjoy what was happening in each moment and the series of actions that bring about the results I wanted. I could worry about how next year is going to turn out and how I can get a good outcome, or simply realize that 60 good seconds give one good minute, 60 good minutes give one good hour, 24 good hours give one good day, 7 good days give one good week, and 52 good weeks give one good year, and so choose to be focused on what I'm doing in each unit of time. A process is a series of actions, changes, or functions that bring about a result. An outcome is the end result of a process. Life is a process. Outcomes are the products of this process. When I focus on process, I will always get the outcomes I need, even if it is not the outcome I expected. When I put my outcome ahead of my process, I run the risk of what I call a process-outcome conflict, in which the process I am involved with is not consistent with the outcome I desire. An example would be where I want a healthy outcome, but spend a lot of energy worrying about how to achieve this outcome, but I'm not involved in enough healthy processes. Having the sense that I'm heading in the direction of getting the results I want by engaging in the processes that are likely to get me there is just as important, and sometimes even more important, than actually getting the results I want. Process is a series of steps that lead to an outcome. In a process-directed approach, the steps are as important, or sometimes even more important than the outcome. And there's inherent value in experiencing every step. Ultimately, the goal is the experience and becoming more skillful. What most people are using is an outcome-based approach. The steps are only important if they achieve the outcome, and ultimately the goal is the outcome. The process steps are a form of progressive planning that allows me to focus on the next stage in a series of stages, thereby allowing my imagination to fully engage in the direction I want. If I want to succeed naturally, I'm worried about failing, and quite possibly my imagination can lock on the idea of trying not to fail rather than trying to succeed. By focusing on the process, steps to get there, rather than the final outcome, I'm able to counteract this tendency. Another example would be, I have a terrible fear of heights, but I can counteract it by focusing on each step I'm taking that I'm trying to get across a hanging bridge. Although it is important to focus on the results we want, it is more important to be aware of the steps that get us there. If I am looking for the answers, I should also be creating a set of circumstances where the answers can find me. Routines are helpful processes because they help me form the habits I require and create familiar patterns, but it is important that I engage in processes that are consistent with my desired result. When someone is consistently not getting the results they want, they need to recognize that they are becoming skillful and not getting the results that they want, and a change of tactics is required. Any skill that I possess has been achieved through reinforcement by repetition, and so requires action. Something else I do is what I have called substitutional processes. So if I have a problem that I can't figure out the solution, I keep it in the back of my mind, while I rearrange my furniture. And surprisingly, when I find a very desirable arrangement, I usually get a solution to my problem within a short period of time. I initially considered this a coincidence, but the frequency at which it works had convinced those around me that it was authentic. The only downside, of course, was my sitting room kept changing, and my kids grew up not realizing that most people leave the furniture in the same spot for years. But luckily, now I have fewer problems. Points to remember. Process is a series of steps that lead to an outcome. In a process-directed approach, the steps are as important, or sometimes even more important than the outcome. There is value in experiencing each step, as the ultimate goal is to become more skillful through this experience.